Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Tonight, we welcome Tammy Wendling, the manager of the Downtown Bethlehem Association. Also, we're going to chat with several business owners in the Bethlehem area tonight on what we call our COVID Comeback Series. Also on the phone with us is Lisa D. Donato of Seasons Olive Oil and Vinegar Tap Room. Hello, both Tammy and Lisa.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi, Greg.
All right. So we're coming up to this holiday season, and that leads us to the cocktail trail. Tammy, can you tell us about the holiday cocktail trail?
Yes, I would love to. For the past 7 years, we've been hosting this trail in historic downtown Bethlehem. It's been a trail where people love to come out, walk along the street, sample some cocktails from their favorite merchants, enjoy shopping, and enjoy everything that Bethlehem has to offer as far as the sites are concerned. However, in light of COVID, in this era that we're living, we had to alter some things this year. We've worked with the city on a plan, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We ran this cocktail trail over the summer to kind of gauge how it would play out. And we were able to successfully execute a cocktail to go trail. It's so exciting because we can still somewhat have it, which we didn't want to lose the spirit of it because it is such a popular event. We would have over, I would say, 900 people attended last year over two different weekends. So because of COVID, the numbers are a lot less. Tickets are more in demand now than ever, and we have figured out a way and a plan. There's a total of 250 per trail. Now, typically, there'd be 350 per trail. So because of COVID, actually, it's less than that. It's 245 a trail. And then we would allow everyone to come in at once to get their passport, their map, and their complimentary glass where they would sample out of. So this year, we've had to break out into different time slots. So there's only a limited amount of people per time slot to allow our restaurants and our shops time to let people come in on a more slow pace than ever before. Usually it's crazy town.
What are the dates?
The dates are November 7th, 14th, and 21st. It's exciting.
Lisa, will Seasons Olive Oil and Vinegar Tap Room be offering anything during the cocktail trail?
Yes, we're participating in two of the three trails with cocktail to go, and we're going to be offering certain specials in store, and we'll probably be doing most of our cocktails outside so that the store is not inundated with a lot of people, just to kind of keep social distancing.
Sure.
In play. Yeah.
When I think of a tasting room, I think of a winery. Can you help me walk me through how people can come in and taste the olive oil?
We're not unlike a winery in that respect. We have what's called fustis, which are like silver vats that you can take samples of all of our oils, all of our vinegars. We have little tasting cups. During COVID, we ask that you sanitize your hands and then do the sampling. During non-COVID, we actually have bread out. People could dip bread in the various products so that they could taste them. But, yeah, we're a tap room, and we encourage people to sample, to try them, because if you try them, you know you like it, you know you'll use it.
Now, that's what's happened to me when I've been there. Yeah, sampling still works, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
What types of olive oils are there? Can you take our listeners through a little olive oil tour?
Sure. Well, our owners, Tim and Soraya Balshi, have an olive mill in Spain, and they produce olive oil every year, and that's how this all started. It started by them just selling that one bottle. We now import oils from all over the world and vinegars from Modena, Italy, and then we infuse some of them here with different flavors like garlic and lemon and others that we import directly from Italy that are already infused. Our olive oils, they're extra virgin olive oils, and we change them seasonally, hence the name Seasons. So, for example, the Northern Hemisphere, Italy, Spain, Greece, they crush in October of every year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get those olive oils in December. And then Southern Hemisphere countries like Chile or Australia, they crush in May, and we'll get those typically in June, July. So we switch them so we always have the freshest harvest available for sale.
What's the difference between extra virgin olive oil and olive oils that aren't?
Well, an extra virgin is the first crush of the olive, and it's done manually. It's not used, there's no chemicals used for extractions. Every crush after that, it becomes a virgin olive oil or a light olive oil, but extra virgin means it's the first crush of the olive.
What gives the spice to an olive oil? Some are spicy, some aren't.
Yeah. So the higher the antioxidant in an olive oil, also known as polyphenols, the more peppery and more pungent that oil will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what, when you say the spice, it's at that pepper finish to an oil, right?
And Lisa, what got you interested in opening an olive oil store or working there?
Yeah, well, this is my retirement job, to be honest with you. I worked in television news for 30 years, and I retired in 2013 and decided I needed to do something a little less stressful than the news business. And I found...
Oh, the news business is stressful?
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Really?
Yeah. And so I started here part-time. Now I'm the manager, and I love it. It's, you know, you meet wonderful people. Bethlehem's such a lovely place to work. Everybody who comes in is happy. So it's been a...
It's been a good experience for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Tammy, how does your organization help an organization like Lisa's? What have you done in the past, especially during this COVID time?
Sure. We are very fortunate as an organization. We're about 80 members strong in the historic district alone. That includes Main Street and Broad Street. In order to stay connected with our merchants, we typically meet every Tuesday, thanks to our neighbors at East Stroudsburg on Broad Street. We would use one of their conference rooms to meet in person. And once COVID hit, obviously, we couldn't do that anymore. We were locked down and needed a solution. So we were able to do our meetings online, virtually, and we got really creative. We made sure that our merchants were staying in the front spotlight, that we did everything we can to push them and promote them through our social media outlets. And now that we're able to have a little bit of flexibility and bring people back safely, it's been really great to just see people, even though we're masked up
sure.
all the time. You can at least see their eyes, and you can tell when people are smiling behind the mask. But now we're able to do more in-person interviews and you know, really get them out there and talk about all of the wonderful things that every merchant has to offer in historic downtown Bethlehem.
Lisa, how did the pandemic affect you in March when the lockdown started?
Well, we had to close, obviously, for I think it was 2 weeks. But then we opened up back in April since we're considered a food store.
Mm-hmm.
And we opened up, you know, limited hours, and then by June we opened up to our full hours. But, you know, I hate to say it this way, but we've been fortunate in that people are cooking from home more, so they need product. So we never, you know, once we got back on our feet, we didn't really skip a beat.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But
people need to have olive oil, don't they?
They need to have olive oil to cook good food, right?
That's right. the vowel on the end of our names dictates that.
Yeah.
A little bit of cheese, and also you need the vinegar.
That's right.
A lot of people don't know how vinegar is made. Where does it come from?
Balsamic vinegars are made from Lambrusco and Trebbiano grapes. And a balsamic is they boil down those grapes and it becomes grape must. And then they blend it with wine vinegars and they age them in barrels until it gets to the age, consistency, flavor. It's not unlike making wine in many levels.
So does it take a long time to make a vinegar?
Our base for our balsamics are aged in the 18-year style. So they're aged in barrels over a period of years, not necessarily 18 years, but they're aged with elements that were aged in that barrel for 18 years, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Does the vinegar pick up the taste of the barrel, just like
mm-hmm.
wine?
Yeah. And they actually age it in different barrels made from different types of wood, And then they keep changing the barrel. So then it does. It does pick up the flavor of the wood and whatever else was aged in that wood.
Now, you also sell salts and seasonings?
We do. We do.
And so what could somebody expect to see when they come into your store for a tasting?
Well, we have a full line of oils, vinegars, and all spices. We have pastas, a lot of pantry items. We import olives from Spain. And we were also voted the top gourmet food shop by Lehigh Valley Style, so it's a great place to visit.
Tell people why it's safe to come to your store. I've been there since COVID. Why don't you tell people why it's safe to come in and sample?
Well, I mean, we do provide hand sanitizer and gloves. We wipe down all the fusties multiple times throughout the day. You know, of course, you have to wear a mask. And, you know, we just do our best to keep you know, no more than 20 people in the store at any given time.
And I've also noticed on your website there are recipes, and they're pretty good recipes.
Yes. We provide recipes for most of our products on our website, actually.
Tell us about your website, where people can go to learn more about you and your location.
Yeah. So our website is seasonstaproom.com. You're available to, you can order online. You can also order online to pick up in the store. We do curbside pickup for those people who prefer not to come in, and we offer free shipping over $75.
So you could make olive oil or vinegar a gift to somebody during this holiday season.
They make wonderful gifts. One of the things we're encouraging besides curbside pickup, and we're also encouraging a longer holiday shopping experience, like you're not waiting till December to do your holiday shopping. Start early. I don't know if you saw the New York Times the other day, but they're talking about a lot of carriers, you know, FedEx, et cetera, are going to have problems keeping up with the demand because there'll be so much online shopping. So shop early, shop local, shop seasons.
And once again, you will be working the cocktail trail.
We will.
One more thing about seasons that you'd like to say before we go to our break.
We couldn't be more appreciative. We're a family-owned business. From Bethlehem, you know, we really appreciate the support from our customers.
So the next time you go downtown Bethlehem and you're strolling along, whether it's for a cocktail break or you're having dinner at one of the restaurants, perhaps you're sitting outside even under the warming lamps, why don't you go in and say hi to Lisa Donato of Seasons Olive Oil and Vinegar Tap Room. Lisa, thank you very much for being a guest on Every Main Street, and have a very merry holiday season.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa. And now we're going to take a brief break.
Thank you to the members of WDIY for making all of our programming possible. Becoming a member is the best way to support your listening and to ensure we'll be here for the next person in our community to discover. The many choices and real voices you hear every day would not be here without your support. Make your membership gift today by calling 610-694-8100 extension 7 or at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. On this segment, we welcome Joanne Smida of Hand Cut Crystal in Bethlehem. Greetings, Joanne.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much. On this session of On Every Main Street and what we're calling our COVID comeback series, first of all, we want to talk about the cocktail trail. Just a quick recap, please, Tammy.
Sure. So as we discussed in the last segment, the cocktail trail is going to happen this year. We've revamped it into a to-go event. We will have samples from your favorite merchants in historic downtown Bethlehem. There are three trails available on the 7th of November, the 14th, and the 21st. We have 13 participants on each trail, so it'll take you around the city in the historic district, and you get to visit all of your favorites and take a sample. We're providing shopping bags and carriers so that you don't have to worry about juggling 13 samples in your hands. Some locations are actually able to sample, it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. We're excited. It's something we've done for 7 years, and we're happy that we can keep the spirit alive in some capacity.
Joanne, will Hand Cut Crystals be participating?
Yes, we've participated in every one. I love the cocktail trail because it gets a chance for people to glimpse some of our festive ornaments and our store. They may not have had the opportunity to come in here before, or quite truthfully are not familiar with our business. We're here 34 years, and I'm always amazed that someone even from the area hasn't stepped foot in our store. That's the best. The cocktail trail is one of the best advertisements I have found to bring people into my business. And it gets everyone in the spirit.
I think last year you launched your Christmas City ornament shop. Is that right?
I did. I still have that. I was featured in the morning call. However, I've changed my business to an LLC now that's called Bethlehem Christmas Shop. I decided to do that based upon some legal issues, and I'm excited to introduce that shortly. I have announced it. So I do have a Christmas shop that we basically have under our roof all year round, but during October, November, and December, we are featuring a lot more, ornaments. We carry Christopher Radko, Beacon, Swarovski, many Polish, Czech. We really have almost 30 different countries from around the world. And I always say we also carry many countries, including U.S. and China.
Uh-huh.
So I just, it's a little tagline when people say, oh, is this, made here or there? And I say,
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Now, you feature ornaments from all around the world, so you can really take a trip around the world when you look at Christmas ornaments from various countries. Can you tell us how some of the ornaments might be different? How would a Polish family celebrate, for example, differently than an Italian family or a Czech family?
I'll be honest with you, mostly the food, not as much the ornament. And it also depends on if you're Orthodox or Protestant. I do carry some ornament, Russian or Orthodox icons and things. So that would be something Greeks and people in the Orthodox and of the Christianity love in my store. I've carried those for years. And then Poland and Germany are really well known for their own ornaments. I carry something called a friendship ball that I featured this year based upon all of what we've been going through with COVID. We need friends even more, and family. And the friendship ball really was started in Germany. It's called a Kugel, and it's a Christmas ball. My Kugels are hand-blown little friendship balls, and so I think Christmas roots are about the same, but each country maybe does something different. I also carry Sweden. I carry Germany pyramids, which they like to light those at the holidays.
Describe the friendship ball once again. Does it have different countries etched onto it, or?
No, friendship balls, mine are hand-blown in the Czech Republic. However, they can be hand-blown in the United States, many countries. It's glass. It's a glass ball. It's not, my friendship balls are not like your traditional Christmas ball. They are actually hard-blown glass. And what I did was I embellished them with little vintage people, and I give a saying about how no two friends are the same or alike. Each friendship is unique.
And are those available right now?
Yes, actually, we'll be having them on the floor today. I have some coming in, and we're making more up. We have about 40 available.
So it sounds like it would be a really nice gift for the holidays.
I have already sold some. We sold out, and we will keep on making them as long as I have some of the embellishments. I may have to find, different ones, but they have been a hit. I think because people long to maintain their friendships and to feel close to people during these times.
Now, your store is 30 years old, correct?
It's over 30, yeah. 1986, it was started.
Always in the same location?
Yes, right across the street from the beautiful historic hotel. It's voted number one best historic hotel in USA Today.
And how did you get interested in crystals?
My mother and stepfather purchased this business in 86 or 87, I think. It started in 86 by another couple. Very shortly, they got out of it, and my mother built the business, and I had a previous business for 10 years in Emmaus, and when my mother wanted to retire, she asked that I, you know, maybe either close or sell my business. I got the opportunity to sell it. I still live in Emmaus, but my family roots are here in Bethlehem. You know, I went to school here, and I took on the business when my mother retired, and I have been here 14 years as a proprietor.
Very good.
It's a challenge.
With the pandemic, how did it affect you initially?
I think shock is more like it. You think that your store is going to be closed for, say, just 2 weeks, or, you know, you'll be coming back, and then one thing led to another, and we all know we were shut down for months. The Chamber really was instrumental in keeping me connected and taught me how to go out of my comfort zone in getting on camera, trying new things.
What's one thing that Chamber, that Tammy and the Chamber may have helped you with that you might not have known how to do?
Oh, my word. It was just, I have to tell you, I get emotional about it, because if they weren't there, I just think, you know, plus your family, but it just pushed you through. It helped.
Tough time. And things are picking up for you now?
Yes, September was a very good month, even though we did not have Celtic. I was concerned that Celtic was, you know, not going to happen, mm-hmm. and Music Fest month was not so good. But people are deciding to come out a little bit, and hopefully they will venture out.
I think they are. I was in Bethlehem this past weekend dining outside. Things look good. Tell me, you said sometimes people don't know that you are where you are. Once again, you're across the street from the Hotel Bethlehem. When people come into your store, and they may have, maybe they're a local and they come in for the first time, what do they think? What do they say? What excites them?
Well, I have different responses. Some people say my shop is so unique that they have not seen anything like this except for maybe in Europe. And I'll be honest, some people just are not into Christmas, because we do have a lot of Christmas intertwined with our jewelry and other giftware.
I want to make sure that we let people know that you do sell jewelry. You have,
yes,
crystal. Talk about the crystal that you have and some of the jewelry pieces, the necklaces, things like that.
I have Swarovski jewelry. We carry John Medeiros. We carry Italian glass jewelry, Antica Murano, Sorelli jewelry. We've carried a lot of these lines for many years. And I carry Firefly, lots of handmade. So we're proud to be able to maintain the lines we have carried for a long time. Some are made in New York State.
Joanne, when somebody comes in, what amazes them the most, a type of jewelry that you might carry that they can't find anywhere else?
I think people are starting to become more and more aware of the John Medeiros, because it's made in New England. It is American made, and the quality for the price is just wonderful. Employing American people is difficult in this time, and to maintain the quality of the product also it's been a line that's been picking up more and more, and they back their product. So I would say the John Medeiros, you know, of course everyone knows Swarovski, they know Sorelli.
Sure.
But probably the John Medeiros has been a real good product to sell.
Good product to sell, and people can't necessarily get it anywhere else except at your store. What has this whole last year taught you?
It has taught me that friends and family are important. So I think that's one of the big things.
When people come into your store, what are you most proud of?
I would say that it's a family tradition, and that we are customer friendly. I don't mean to cut the interview off, but I do have a customer who is standing outside right now, and I feel really bad we're opening, but she's been standing there, and I really think that I should take care of the customer. That's what I'm here for. Most people say I go out of my way, you know, for individuals.
Okay, thank you, Joanne.
Yes, and I thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Joanne. Tammy, once more, round up on the cocktail trail, please.
Sounds good. So, yep, November 7th, 14th, and 21st, we have three trails. The last trail, the Gold Trail, which is on the 21st, is close to selling out. That one is almost completely out of tickets. So if you are interested, you can purchase tickets at getdowntownbethlehem.com. Just click on our Get Events tab, and it'll take you to our cocktail trail order form. Tickets are available right online. That's the only place we're selling them. You can visit our site and purchase your tickets, or your passports, actually. We call them passports.
And there's three of them.
Yes, the Red Trail, the Green Trail, and the Gold Trail.
Tammy, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure
Absolutely.
To speak with you, and thank you very much for being on Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and you are listening to WDIY.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.
Connect with WDIY with our new app. Download for free from the Apple or Google Store and enjoy the great music, news, and programs you love on the go. The easy-to-use app is where you can listen to WDIY live or your favorite music shows on demand with our two-week archive feature. Download and share the WDIY app with your friends and family and introduce them to many choices, real voices.